Show.
The Mel Gedroych Podcast.
Hey, it's Mel G, and this week on our little podcast, we shall be talking about duvet covers, Halloween, and Buttercup the car. If you do like that, then have a listen to me every Saturday lunchtime from 1 on Magic. There will be more excellent chat and some fantastic songs thrown in for good measure. Do you know what, Bush? Hello, by the way. Always deep in song. Deep in song. He's now pretending to be the keyboardist. There we go. Oh, he's doing double hand. Don't think you need double
hand. I would
hand.
Love to play piano.
Can I just say though, mate?
Love it.
With this song, I reckon anyone could play that.
Whoa, what, that bit of piano?
Yeah, just one hand. You just learn it. Ding, ding, ding. I've forgotten the tune of it. How's it go? I reckon anyone could play that.
Really? Are you just boiling piano down to one hand and anyone can wiggle their fingers and learn it? Is that right?
I don't want to be too reductive of the instruments of J.S. Bach and his like, but I think with that song, anyone could play that riff.
That is an outrageous statement to start the show with, Mel. Outrageous.
I reckon you could take a six-year-old and teach him or her that, and they could play it by the end of the day.
Oh, what are you going to say next? Elton John's entire piano playing album is just chopsticks?
Because that involves two hands. We've just heard on that record, and it is a beautiful piece of piano playing, I'm not diminishing it, I think anyone could do it.
You're saying that's one-handed piano playing? Do you think
yes.
That's one-handed?
Gung, 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 gung. That bit, that riff that repeats itself, anyone could do it.
What's his other hand doing during that then?
Well, I hope it's tucked away somewhere safe, up to no mischief.
Oh, phew.
But Bush, I'm literally serious.
You are. I know you seem deadly serious.
Anyone could do that.
I feel like you've got like an extra grime with like pianos or something like that.
No,
piano playing.
I love. I admire pianists, and I learnt myself as a child.
Yeah.
I'm going to say you could teach a chimp to play that.
Really?
If you had a few days on your hands.
That is unbelievable because there's me doing double handed playing of that. It's just air piano playing. And it's not, it's just one-handed.
You didn't need the double.
I didn't, I just used my other hand. I could just use it for...
something else.
Yeah.
Now, Bush.
Yes.
Absolutely ruddy lovely to see you.
Lovely to see you.
I've got to say, it's an upper to be here on this lovely Saturday because it's been something of a sad week for me.
No.
My car got written off.
Written off?
Car got written off, mate.
Wow, now written off suggests, again, you have my sympathies, written off suggests that something's happened to it that wasn't your fault or something happened... like, got into it all.
In a nutshell, well, actually, should we have a little tune first?
I love the fact that everyone's minds now are wondering what happened to Mel's car.
Yeah, and can I just say, thank goodness, no human being was harmed during the process. Thank goodness. So it's all fine.
It's all fine.
But I'm a little bit sad because I love that car. You know I love that car.
Little yellow, old-fashioned...
Yeah, 1979 Renault 4.
Oh, no.
Listen, we'll have a little song.
Yep.
I'm so middle class. 1979 Renault 4.
Yes.
I am a plum. let's have a little song. And then we'll come back to that subject. And we did remember your name, Irene. Irene Cara is your name. And yes, we did remember it. Oh, cracking tune.
Love that programme. My dad had the double LP of the soundtrack from Fame.
Of course he did.
Open the middle. Guess who's doing the star jump?
Delroy.
Good old Delroy.
Sorry, Leroy.
Leroy. Good old Leroy.
So hang on. I'm imagining his legs straddling
yes.
one side of the album.
I don't know how he managed to get his heels that high. It's unbelievable.
Amazing.
What a jump.
And he wore an incredibly short pair of shorts, didn't he?
He certainly was quite an eye-waterer if you properly opened up the LP. I always thought to myself, I hope he landed okay. Did he have a plan for landing?
Because it was in the cafe, wasn't it?
It was in the middle of a cafe. Health and safety nightmare.
I hope he didn't land on the wrong side of a mustard jar.
Imagine that, on top of knives and forks. Upward pointing ones in the cutlery section. Oh, Leroy, mate, you all right? Leroy? Leroy.
Oh, my goodness. Gosh. Do you know who I really had a crush on in Fame?
Who?
Massively. In fact, talking as we were about pianists, Bruno Martelli.
Which one was he?
The Italian, very intense keyboard player.
I thought for a bit you might be talking about... What was the old...
Mr. Shirovsky.
Yeah, I thought it might be Mr. Shirovsky.
No, what are you saying? I'm not that old, Bush. No, Martelli, mate.
Really?
He was very... Oh, thoughtful. Or head, always in a book.
Smouldering. Always smouldering.
And a lot of them had issues at home, didn't they? The kids from Fame. We know that.
And they found solace through performance art.
Through performance.
Yeah.
Who was your fave?
I like Leroy, just because he was always doing jumps.
I know.
Good old Leroy.
Leroy was
just
amazing.
Jumping off it. You know, it made you want to go and do jumps yourself when you were a kid.
Oh, my goodness.
Didn't it?
Doris Schwartz, bit annoying.
Was she the one with the big nose, quite big nose?
The cellist.
Yeah, I didn't like her.
She was a bit annoying.
Bit whiny.
Yeah, a little bit whiny.
Whiny.
I very much enjoyed Lydia Grant. Was it Lydia Grant?
Oh, no, I don't remember her.
Is it, I don't know why I'm calling her Lydia. The teacher that said, this is fame and here's where you start paying in sweat.
Oh, yes, I love that. Was that part of the opening sequence
opening
or something,
sequence,
wasn't it?
Mate.
Love that show.
Brilliant.
Love it.
Which is all well and good, but it's completely distracted me away from my crushed car.
This is unbelievable. This is like another cliffhanger, Mel.
Mate, I'm going to give you the story in a brief nutshell.
Go on.
Or shall I leave it till the next our next bit of chat?
Oh, you've got to.
Let's just keep cliffhangering it till
right
the end
the
of
way through to the bitter end.
It's all hello. Sorry, that's probably the car mechanic. Sorry, my phone just went. In fact, it is. That's bizarre.
Amazing.
It's my other half saying, "Poor Buttercup." Hang on, she was called Buttercup.
Okay.
The car. Poor Buttercup. Derek says she's irreparable.
Oh, no.
What shall we do? Derek is an amazing, amazing man. I'm going to give him a shout out. Derek Flavelle down in Lewisham. He's the only man in London who knows how to look after a Renault 4.
I imagine you and your other half sat down in a waiting room and then Derek comes out and he just rips the mask off his face and cleans his hands and you both stand up to get the news. Is that how it's been?
Yes. He rubs his hands down with WD-40. Oh, mate.
Mr and Mrs Gedroych.
Yeah.
Can we have a side room to chat?
Oh, it is like that, mate. Put up the screens.
Oh, dear.
Well, I'm going to leave it on a cliffhanger.
Okay.
And, yeah, more great music coming up after this. Now that...
Don't do it.
Now that piece of keyboard would be difficult because it involves two hands. That would be difficult. I totally hold my hands up and say that would be very, very difficult.
Is that just because it's ABBA and you love ABBA? Is that what it is?
Love a bit of ABBA.
Love a bit of ABBA.
So, Bushy, back to our cliffhanger.
Yeah.
Which is... sorry, it's very self-centred. It's all about me. My darling car, our darling car, Buttercup, sadly met her maker.
Oh, no.
Pretty much today. She's gone down to Derek Flavelle in Lewisham today. Derek Flavelle is the most amazing car mechanic. He's the only guy I know that when you go to visit him is smoking his own bacon.
I wasn't expecting that. I thought he had a pipe.
Smokes his own bacon.
Bacon out the back.
And then he has a little camping gas and he cooks you bacon as you go in.
That's amazing.
Just like the chats and stuff. He's a bit of a guru. He's a bit of a philosopher.
So he's like the only guy, like the physician, car physician in the United Kingdom that can deal with these older cars.
I think he's shed a tear this morning for Buttercup.
Well, let's get some backstory on Buttercup. When did you first get her as a car, as a family?
I love Buttercup so much. She's bright yellow, as you might imagine.
Mm-hmm.
She was built in 1979. She's French. She's a Renault. Renault 4.
Yeah.
Anyway, long story short,
uh-huh.
We live opposite a doctor's surgery.
Okay.
And there was a chap, age 97.
Oh, no.
Coming out of the doctor's surgery, got into his car... Put his foot very much on the accelerator as opposed to any other pedal.
No.
Totaled three cars.
Wow.
Including ours.
That's unbelievable.
It really is. The cars were ricocheting around suburban Ealing like something out of Pinball Wizard.
Oh, but you know what? That's so sad because I've seen Buttercup in situ out the front of the house.
You mocked Buttercup. Don't give me this now. Don't give me this, oh, I loved her. You mocked her.
I thought she was on bricks. I thought it was on bricks. It was at your birthday party and then you had to move it to let a taco van in. Long story. But it moved. It worked, didn't it?
Yes!
It started up first time.
She was our runaround, mate.
You got in and I thought, this ain't ever starting. This ain't ever starting. And then, whoosh, you were off.
So I ferried the kids in Buttercup since they were tiny.
It's a shame, isn't it, that as a car, she's kept her nose clean and stayed out of trouble all these years, and then it takes someone else to kind of ruin it for her. Do you know what I mean?
We're going to give her to Derek, though.
About her parts, her interior parts?
Derek, that's a very personal question. we will give her to Derek, our beloved Derek,
okay.
Who smokes his own bacon.
Mm-hmm.
And he, hopefully, will use her to resuscitate other Renault 4s around the country.
I've got a nightmare scenario for you, Mel.
Oh, dear.
What about this, right? You and your other half are walking around town, just doing the big shop, and you look out the window of Tesco and you see...
Derek
driving
at the wheel,
Buttercup.
Laughing.
Yes.
Ha, 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 ha.
Smoking his own bacon. What about that?
Oh, Bush, I need some music to get me through that thought. Imagine if he did that.
Imagine.
I blooming hope he... I'd trust Derek.
But do you?
I love Derek. It's so cool. You go to his mechanic's shed and it's just full of Renault 4s. It's just like there's 10 of them.
In a nice way, like a zoo of Renault 4s that he's looking after them, or like a Renault 4 graveyard.
No. He adores them. He chats to them.
Does he? Okay, he seems cool.
He smokes bacon around them. I adore Derek. Did I tell you he smokes his own bacon?
No, but I like the fact that he does.
Good. This is Mel Jill Magic with the Mighty Bush.
Yeah.
Oh, you're in good voice today, Bushy.
Thank you very much.
Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
Thank you. I think my voice is quite low today.
It's good, though, man. Suits you.
Talking loud in a pub the night before always gives me a slightly low voice.
Bit of a growler. I like that.
Thank you very much.
It's good. It goes with the stubble.
Thank you.
Now, this is always a good sound on a Saturday afternoon. It's the Ledger of Legends, my friends. I'm wheeling it out as we speak. This is where we like to sort of highlight, celebrate, pedestal something which isn't normally shouted about.
Yeah, and we're nearly close to finishing volume one, if you look
at
it. We've not got that many pages left in
it. That's unbelievable.
Because it's an actual book.
It's a real book.
It's a real book.
I'm a real boy. Now, Bushy,
yes.
I'm so excited about this one. I think you're going to love this.
Okay.
This is what I would like you to draw today. That's what Bush always does. He draws whatever we decide goes into the ledge. I'd like you to draw, please, clean sheets, duvet covers and pillowcases.
Ooh.
Isn't that the best ruddy feeling on earth?
Bittersweet. There's nothing better than getting in a bed with clean sheets on everything on it, but having to put them on, I hate. Worst household chore.
You see, I disagree.
You like doing it?
I like everything but the bottom sheet, because there's that corner that you can never get to.
Oh, yeah, because we've got two or three sheets that are for different size beds, and
that's
I never
annoying.
Know which one's which.
We've marked ours.
Have you?
Yeah, I've sewn them. Sewn.
Sewn. Yeah. Wow. Sewn on the label?
Sewn on the label.
Upstairs, bed three.
Actually, I'm totally lying. I'm meaning to sew.
You're going to get around to it.
I've only done one. No, you have to. You have to mark them indelibly somehow. SK for Super King.
Yeah.
Q for Queen. S for Single. Whatever size your bed is.
I'm going to do that.
You know.
I'm going to do that.
It's got to be done, mate.
In the picture, I might even draw it on there right now. Do you
Good.
Know what I mean?
There is nothing better, though. We did ours this week.
Yeah.
They were a bit overdue. I'm not going to lie to you.
Do you know what I quite like, though? The end bit of a bed that quite needs to be changed, but it's still a bit cosy. You know, a bit dirty and cosy. Do you know what I mean?
Ooh,
no?
Bushy.
That last little bit before you change it over?
What end bit? You mean what, the last couple of days?
Yeah, I don't mean like the tail end of it. I mean like the last couple of days, we know this. We're going to get pretty close to the beds being changed, but enjoy the snuggliness while you can.
I don't find it snuggly. I find it just fungal.
Okay. All right, fair enough.
And sandy.
Fungal and sandy. Wow.
The new double act.
Oh, that sounds like a brilliant double act.
Pots and pans.
Tony Fungal and Barry Sandy. Emily Sandy. Oh, my God. That'd be good, wouldn't it?
Oh, dear. Bush. Bushington's. Well, please
yes.
Render in your own inimitable way, in the Bush way, as we call it, clean sheets, duvet covers and pillowcases. I'm going to add something here. I think when they're dried outside in the sun, that makes them extra ruddy special.
Absolutely. I'll agree with you on that.
So if you could render that, please. We'll check your progress very much after this. Bushy, you've done it again. I thought you could go no higher when you did the stick of celery 2 weekends ago, which was extraordinarily well drawn, but you've done it again, my friend.
Yay.
Clean sheets, clean duvet covers, clean pillowcases are very, very much in our Ledger of Ledge family.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
When you put on it, because you seem to enjoy putting bedding on,
yeah.
Mel, do you do the inside-out duvet trick when putting
Never.
The duvet cover on?
I hate that.
Have you got a trick then?
I like to get the duvet cover as it would be.
Normal, right.
Normal, so
Standard.
The right way out, not inside out or anything like that.
Okay.
I get one corner gripped in one hand.
Yes.
I go into the duvet.
Boom.
Place it in the corner. Then I get the other corner.
Okay.
Of the same end.
Yeah.
And I go into the duvet cover.
Boom.
And then I clutch from the outside the two. Thanks for doing the actions, Bush.
I'm doing it now, yeah.
Clutch the two corners and I vigorously, rigorously shake the duvet cover down.
Wow, if you were in the studio, it's a little bit like a safety demonstration before you start on a flight. Okay, that's fine, I can see that. I'm going to try that next time.
How do you do... are you inside-outy?
I do it inside-outy, but then I get confused and I end up in the actual duvet quite a bit.
More really
than I would
cursing.
Like a really foul-mouthed Casper the Ghost. Effing and Jeffing upstairs. I hate doing it. I hate doing it.
Do you ever get duvet weakness where you are handling a duvet and duvet cover, start laughing, and your hands go totally weak?
I've never had that before in my life.
It's known in our family as duvet weakness.
Duvet weakness?
It's a thing.
It's a condition.
And you sort of can't, because you're laughing so much, you can't grip anything.
I love it.
Like the weak hook that comes down in the fairground.
Those little machines.
I was such a blooming, you know, I can't think of the word. Rip-off.
It's a rip-off. It is a rip-off.
Because it doesn't properly grab anything. Weak hook.
I've said this before on the show. My daughter, when she first used one of those machines, she won first time, and that set us up for a nightmare.
Oh, she actually won with the weak hook.
First go on the weak hook.
What did she win?
She won this teddy whose head came off when we were on the bus home. That's how bad it was.
Of course.
Life-learning experience for her there. Waste of time. Worth less than the actual price to play the game.
Oh, the weak hook. Never put your money in one of those machines.
Absolute wind-up.
It's literally like throwing it down the loo.
It is. It really, really is. Don't get suckered in. Yeah. You don't need a minion doll that needy, do you? You need it that much?
No, exactly. No. Exactly. Very, very good. Right, we must give it its Latin name. We always do. Laundribus Sparkliamus. And listen, tonight, it's Saturday, before you go out on the town or on the tiles, whatever you do, get some clean sheets on the bed to come back to. Lovely. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Ooh, ooh.
Ooh, ooh. Ooh, ooh.
Shame you can't do that anymore. That was a big thing in the nightclubs, wasn't it?
Ooh, ooh. Ooh.
Do it now, you'd just be laughed out of the club.
But also, getting on the floor in a line with your legs in a V and doing the canoeing.
You know, I just can't do it anymore,
Why
Mel.
Why can't we do that?
I know. When was the last time you passed an inflated, like, balloon or an orange between your knees to the person behind you?
Well, if you come and see company.
Does that happen in company?
How funny that you mentioned that.
How happen?
You have to see the show.
in a kind of get up on stage in Magaluf Club 1830s type way.
I'm not going to say a word.
Wow, you really are the tease.
Bushy, I must ask you, not because it's contractual or anything like that, but how's your week been?
Mel, thank you for asking. I've got myself a gig.
What?
I've got a gig.
Musical?
A musical gig on Friday.
What?
I've been asked to DJ at my 8-year-old daughter's school party.
Oh, my days.
Wow.
Bush, this is mega news.
This is mega news. I'm quite scared. I said yes to it. Then they've put my name on all the posters around the school.
Oh, that's strong. With a picture.
No picture. Just me and the radio station, and then it's a Halloween party.
Oh, my goodness.
But I'm a bit scared about, like what am I going to do? What am I going to play? Eight-year-olds are quite brutal.
Yeah, really brutal.
Really
and they
brutal.
They will tell you if they're not enjoying themselves.
100%.
Is it going to be Halloween-themed music?
I don't know. I think I'm going to have to throw a few Halloween tracks in there.
Yeah.
But I don't want to go in with, like, Shawaddy Waddy and stuff that was at school parties when I was a kid. Although they'll be like, what is this rubbish? Who is this old man and what's he playing?
Now, Bushy, are you going to be in costume?
I don't know. I mean, this is all open for consideration.
Mate, you have to wear some sort of a cos.
Do
I? If it's Halloween. Yeah, you need to put on a green face, some horns, a ghosty something, mate.
I've got to get there on the W3 bus. I'm not dressing up like that. Because it won't even be officially Halloween yet.
Mate, what time?
Do you know what? It is between 7 and 9. It's a two-hour set.
Mate, quite full on.
Quite late on as well for kids, you know what I mean?
Are you going to be on the mic as well?
No, hopefully not. Oh, man, I don't want to do any of that.
Oh, Bush, you've got to be on the mic, mate.
That,
doing
for
some
me,
pity, pity, pats, pats.
Imagine some of that. Don't forget, 2-for-1 on Blue WKD, OK? You remember they used to have people doing the mic? OK, get yourself to the cinema. We're going to have a dance-off in the next room. Win yourself a T-shirt. So I don't know what to do. I am all at sixes and sevens about how to approach this thing.
Now, this could be make or break between father and daughter, mate.
It could.
There's a lot of pressure on your relationship on Friday night.
Big time.
I don't want to be too doom and gloom about this, but you better perform well. Otherwise, she might not speak to you.
Oh, my word.
I mean, Bush, to be fair, DJing is your career.
It is.
You know, it's part of what you do.
Mm-hmm.
You have a very multifaceted career. It's part of what you do. So, I mean, what was your last gig like? What did you play at your last gig?
The last DJing gig I did was a cruise up the Thames.
Lovely.
For people going to watch The Cure at Hyde Park.
That's excellent, mate.
And they were all drunk on the boat.
Of course they were.
Do you know what I mean? So I can't play any of that stuff. It would scare the life out of them.
So really sort of hardcore Cure type.
Cure, we had a bit of New Order.
Echo and the Bunnymen.
Joy Division.
Excellent.
That kind of thing.
So what? Listen, you've got to work out your playlist really carefully. They're 8 years old.
Yeah.
Are they? What kind of 8 year olds are we talking?
Real wise guys.
Okay.
My daughter Erin and her mates are wise guys. Everything's, oh my God, seriously, seriously, Daddy, seriously.
Are they into the whole Peng sick?
Yeah.
That kind of
words like that and stuff as well. You throw me a real curveball with the concept of, because it's a Halloween disco, me having a dress up. I thought I could just turn up in civvies.
No, of course not. Bush. Look, they're all going to be dressed up.
Yeah.
You've got to go cool costume.
What is cool costume?
I don't know, mate. I am the most uncool person in the world.
You mentioned green face paint earlier. What, me going as the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle or what? What is that? What is green face paint?
I was thinking the witch from Wicked.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll go back to like when I was a kid doing Halloween and stuff. Just put a bin bag on.
Bin bag or a white sheet with the eye holes down the cheeks.
What about that? Go back to the duvet thing that I was talking about earlier on.
Mate, sorted.
Sorted.
Wear a duvet cover. I would play a mixture of the odd sort of Halloween Thriller by Michael Jackson, for example. Yeah. That's also a nice long track.
Universal as well.
Universal. Mm-hmm. And then you can do the dance moves in front of them and show them how to do it.
Yeah.
Embarrassing, Dad. And then mix it up with a bit of Stormzy and Skepta, probably.
Check you out with Stormzy and Skepta, Mel.
Well, I'm just thinking if they're street wiseys.
Okay, how would you spell Skepta? I'll check him out.
S-K-E-P-T-A.
Okay, I'll go and have a little look.
Good luck with this, Bush. This
actually,
is big.
PTA will be on my case if I muck this up. Parent-Teacher Association. See what I've done there?
Oh, hello, sailor.
Boom.
This is strong.
Oh, wow.
It's a show where everything connects.
It really does, doesn't it?
Everything ties up.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. Listen, good luck with that, Bush. That's all I can say. Yes. Rather you than me. Bushy, your pod question is, this is excellent and I know the answer to this already. What are your middle names?
Oh, well, we've purposely given our daughter no middle name so she doesn't get into the same situation as I have because my parents gave me a stinking middle name.
Come on.
Leslie. That's terrible.
Do the full name, mate. Come on.
Andrew Leslie Bush.
Amazing. My A.L. Bush.
A.L. Bush, and I was delivered in the lounge in Liverpool. Never made it to the hospital, so she was the midwife that turned up and delivered me in the lounge.
I didn't know you were born in the lounge.
She could have been called Brenda. You know, they named me after her, but just because she was the midwife.
Oh, she was Leslie. They named you after Leslie.
My name's Leslie. Okay, Mr. Bush, you're going to need to go and boil the kettle and get some boiling water. That's what you had to do, my dad.
Wow.
So yeah, what's your middle name?
I'm a bit posh.
Go on.
Melanie Claire Sophie Gedroich.
Wow, double middle name.
Yeah, and my confirmation name is Maximilian. What's yours?
Mark. Love Maximilian.
Mark is so 80s,
mate. It's really 80s, isn't it?
It's so 80s.
I can even remember the heavy cable knit
cardigan
that I had. There's a photo of me that my mum's got, stood with all my confirmation mates. I look like a missing child from the 80s. Do you know what I mean? That kind of missing child look.
With a slightly shiny grey peg trouser underneath, I'm imagining.
Yeah, and the biggest pair of glasses you've seen since... What's his name? Curry?
Mark Curry.
Is that bad?
Bush, thank you for revealing. You're so good.
Thanks very much.
Thank you so much for listening to our delightful podcast. I hope you find it delightful. Hear more capers like that every Saturday lunchtime from 1 on Magic.
The Mel Gedroich Show. The Mel Gedroich Podcast.